This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وأوحينا إلى أم موسى أن أرضعيه فإذا خفت عليه فألقيه في اليم ولا تخافي ولا تحزني إنا رادوه إليك وجاعلوه من المرسلين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال موسى ربي أعلم بمن جاء بالهدى من عنده ومن تكون له عاقبة الدار إنه لا يفلح الظالمون. صدق الله العظيم. So we discussed in relative detail verse 36. When Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam presented the dawah to Pharaoh, how Pharaoh responded with arrogance, with hostility, with aggression, with threatening Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, etc. And then we referenced the text of Qasasun Nabiyyin, combining the different verses. And we concluded on the note where Pharaoh said, فَمَا بَالُ الْقُرُونِ الْأُولَى, which was, of course, a ploy from Pharaoh. He was trying to, stir the people around him and secure their support anti-Musa. So what's your take on those that preceded us? If Musa alayhi salam were to reply by saying they are in paradise, well, they did nothing different to what we did, then we will also go to paradise. And if Musa alayhi salam was going to say that they will be destined for hell, then surely this will enrage all those people that were present. لكن موسى كان أعقل من فرعون وكان موسى على نور من ربه. But Musa alayhi salam was smart, he was wise, he was intelligent, he was calculated, he was divinely sent by Allah. He said, علمها عند ربي في كتاب, علمها عند ربي في كتاب لا يضل ربي ولا ينسى. The abode of those that preceded us is in the knowledge of Allah. And for the record, لا يضل ربي ولا ينسى, Allah does not err and Allah does not forget. Allah does not err and Allah does not forget. When Hajjaj had asked Sa'id bin Jubair, rahimahullah, that أَيُّ خُلَفَاءِ بَنِي أُمَيَّ أَعْجَبُ لَكْ, أَيُّ خُلَفَاءِ بَنِي أُمَيَّ أَعْجَبُ لَكْ, which of the leaders or the rulers from the Banu Umayya impress you the most? So Sa'id bin Jubair rahmatullah alayhi answered, أَرْضَاهُمْ لِخَالِقِهِمْ, أَرْضَاهُمْ لِخَالِقِهِمْ, the one from amongst them that pleases Allah the most. So Hajjaj bin Yusuf said, فَأَيُّهُمْ أَرْضَى لِلْخَالِقِ, okay, from amongst them, which one of them, from the rulers of the Banu Umayya, the Umayyad dynasty, which one of them has pleased Allah the most? So Sa'id bin Jubair rahmatullah alayhi said, عِلْمُ ذَٰلِكَ عِنْدَ الَّذِي يَعْلَمُ سِرَّهُمْ وَنَجْوَاهُمْ, the knowledge of that is by he who knows their secret, their hidden and their open. Meaning that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as much as Pharaoh was sinister and Pharaoh was malicious and obnoxious and he was manipulative and he was playing with semantics, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was smart, he was wise, he was intelligent, he was calculated. ثم أنشأ موسى يقول ما كان فرعون يفر منه ويتخلص. But Musa alayhi salatu was salam then went on to continue in the dawah of Allah. عِلْمُ ذَلِكَ, the knowledge of those that preceded us is in the knowledge of Allah. And who is Allah? الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ مَهْدًا وَسَلَكَ لَكُمْ فِيهَا سُبُلًا وَأَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. Allah is the one who created the earth. Allah is the one who has created pathways. Allah is the one who has sent down water. Allah is the one who causes the vegetation and the fodder to grow so humans can eat and animals can graze. وَتَحَيَّرَ فِرْعَوْنُ وَبُهِتَ وَلَمْ يَدْرِ مَا يَقُولُ. Now Pharaoh is, frustrated to the limit because every curveball that he wants to direct towards Sayyidina Musa, Musa alayhi salam replies it and responds to it in a very, very calculated way. So then, آخر سهم في كنانة الملوك, the last arrow in a king's quiver is violence. And that's where people buckle under pressure, because you cannot retort with equal violence, because here's the muscle. You open your mouth, you'll be incarcerated. You open your mouth, your perks will be taken away. You open your mouth, you'll be beheaded. You open your mouth, your family will be intercepted. You'll be executed. So Pharaoh said, لأقتلنك, I will kill you. So Musa alayhi salam said, قَالَ أَوَلَوْ جِئْتُكَ بِشَيْءٍ مُبِينٍ. And if I display to you a clear-cut proof that I'm a Nabi of Allah, قَالَ فَأْتِ بِهِ إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. So Pharaoh said, okay, do it, show it, display it, produce it, if you claim to be honest. فَأَلْقَى عَصَاهُ فَإِذَا هِيَ ثُعْبَانٌ مُبِينٌ. Musa alayhi salam then dropped his staff, and it was converted into a snake, into a python. We explained and explored and reconciled between the different terminology. So immediately what Pharaoh said, إِنَّ هَذَا لَسَاحِرٌ عَلِيمٌ. Oh, this looks like a very skilled magician. يُرِيدُ أَن يُخْرِجَكُم مِّنْ أَرْضِكُمْ بِسِحْرِ. He wants to expel you from your land through his, spell and his skill of magic. فَمَاذَا تَأْمُرُونَ. What do you feel? قَالُوا أَرْجِهُ وَأَخَاهُ وَبْعَثْ فِي الْمَدَائِنِ حَاشِرِينَ. Well then, let's challenge magic with magic. Let's challenge magicians with magicians. And of course, people were mobilized. وَأَنْ يُحْشَرَ النَّاسُ ضُحَى. قَالَ مَوْعِدُكُمْ يَوْمُ الزِّينَةِ. The day of festival, which many say it was the 10th of Muharram. The day of festival, and that people will assemble, converge and congregate at forenoon. So you know what, late morning, early noon, it's a holiday. That's the day people would come. People would generally have their functions, walima, reception, etc. at that time. And of course, people came in their numbers, in their scores and their multitudes. فَأَلْقَوْ حِبَالَهُمْ وَعِصِيَّهُمْ. They came with their staffs and they came with their ropes to challenge Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. الْيَوْمَ يَوْمُ الْإِمْتِحَانِ وَعِنْدَ الْإِمْتِحَانِ يُكْرَمُ الرَّجُلُ أَوْ يُهَانِ. Today the nation will see who will be victorious and who will be defeated. الْيَوْمَ يَرَى الْمَلِكُ صَنِيعَنَا. الْيَوْمَ يَرَى الْقَوْمُ فَضْلَنَا. The nation will see our skill, and they came, you know, with pride, with flamboyance, with confidence and arrogance. And of course, they dropped their staff, but the nature of their magic was, يُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنْ سِحْرِهِمْ أَنَّهَا تَسْعَى. It was an optical illusion. So they distorted the sight of people. سَحَرُوا أَعْيُنَ النَّاسِ. They cast a spell on the vision. وَاسْتَرْهَبُوهُمْ. They struck terror in the hearts. وَجَاءُوا بِسِحْرٍ عَظِيمٍ. The Quran confesses they displayed great magic. In terms of magic, it was great. But what Sayyidina Musa had was divine and a miracle from Allah. وَلَا يُفْلِحُ السَّاحِرُ حَيْثُ أَتَى. And a magician stands no chance in front of a prophet. So Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was told by Allah, أَلْقِ مَا فِي يَمِينِكَ. Just drop what you have. أَلْقِ, wow. أَلْقِ مَا فِي يَمِينِكَ. Just drop what's in your hand. Don't worry. And remember, they had came, you know, in thousands, and they dropped their staff, and it became into what was perceived to be snakes. So tens of thousands of snakes. But in reality, it was not a snake. It's a type of magic where you, tamper with the vision. You tamper with the vision. I mean, just a simple analogy. When we were kids and you would open up a candy and you open up the wrapper, and then the wrapper would be, different colors. And then you look at someone through that wrapper, and then you say, oh, you are looking purple, you look in orange, you look in blue, you look in green. But of course, the individual remains the same. It is the reflection of the wrapper of that candy that plays out on that individual. أَلْقِ مَا فِي يَمِينِكَ. Drop what's in your hand. تَلْقَفْ مَا صَنَعُوا. It will swallow whatever they have fabricated. إِنَّمَا صَنَعُوا كَيْدُ سَاحِرٍ. What they have displayed is nothing but magic. And Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam dropped it. And Allahu Akbar, تَلْقَفُ مَا يَأْفِكُونَ. It started swallowing everything that they fabricated. And what happened to Pharaoh? Those that came to support him, when they realized this, they fell in prostration. And what did they say? نَحْنُ أَسَاتِذَةُ الْفَنِّ وَأَئِمَّةُ الْفَنِّ. We the authorities in this regard. You can't teach us magic. We know it all. We know its types, its form, its shapes in every regard. This is not magic. ذَابَ فَنُّنَا أَمَامَهُ كَمَا يَذُوبُ النَّدَى أَمَامَ الشَّمْسِ. Wow, these words are amazing. ذَابَ فَنُّنَا أَمَامَهُ كَمَا يَذُوبُ النَّدَى أَمَامَ الشَّمْسِ. Our skill has disappeared in front of the miracle of Musa, like how the dew melts before the rising sun. La ilaha illallah. So immediately, what did the magician say? Amanna bi Rabbi, amanna bi Rabbil Alameen. We bring iman on the Lord of all the worlds. In Madarik al-Tanzil, it is mentioned, when they said this, Pharaoh was still trying to show his clout. He said, Iyaya anaytum, Iyaya anaytum. Do you mean you reaffirming your faith on me because I'm the Lord of all the worlds? So they said, no, Rabbi Musa wa Harun, not you, the Lord of Musa and Harun. Can you begin to imagine the embarrassment, the disgrace, the humiliation, the dejection of Pharaoh? You brought, you mobilized the magicians to come. They came in their scores and their multitudes. And you know what? The arrow backfires at you. وَقَامَ فِرْعَوْنُ وَقَعَدْ وَبَرَقَ فِرْعَوْنُ وَرَعَدْ. Fir'aun had lost himself totally. He was now just off it completely. Now what do I do? The whole nation is here and I have been exposed and I have been embarrassed. So now he tries a new tactic. He tries a new, approach. إِنَّ سِهَامَهُ إِرْتَدَّتْ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّ سِهَامَهُ إِرْتَدَّتْ إِلَيْهِ. It's an Arabic proverb. Your arrow shot back at you. You were aiming it at someone else. Like there's another proverb in the Arabic language. مَنْ حَفَرَ بِئْرًا لِأَخِيهِ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَقَعَ فِيهِ. If you dig a hole for someone else, the chances are you'll fall in it before anyone else. وَلَا يَحِيقُ الْمَكْرُ سَيِّئُ إِلَّا بِأَهْلِهِ. And an evil plot harms the plotter before it harms anyone else. So now Fir'aun wants to try something else. So he tells his people, إِنَّ هَذَا لَمَكْرٌ مَكَرْتُمُوهُ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ لِتُخْرِجُوا مِنْهَا أَهْلَهَا فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. I'm going to show you people. I'm going to sever your right hand and I'm going to sever your left leg and I will crucify you. And then you must see who has more power and might, me or the Lord of Musa. And they say, فَقْضِ مَا أَنْتَ قَاضْ إِنَّمَا تَقْضِ هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. Go for it. Go for the kill. Go for the jugular. We've tasted iman. We've brought iman. Whatever you can do is while we breathe in. And once we have left this world, you cannot touch us in any way. Inna amanna bi rabbina liyaghfira lana khatayana wa ma akrahtana alayhi min as-sihr. We bring iman on Allah and we are convinced on the oneness of the Almighty. So now we move on, verse 37. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam says, وَقَالَ مُوسَى رَبِّي أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ جَاءَ بِالْهُدَى مِنْ عِنْدِهِ وَمَنْ تَكُونُ لَهُ عَاقِبَةُ الدَّارِ. So Musa said, رَبِّي أَعْلَمُ أَيْ عَالِمٌ. My Allah knows, مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْهُدَى. Who has brought guidance and who is the guided person? وَمَنْ تَكُونُ لَهُ عَاقِبَةُ الدَّارِ. And who will enjoy a noble abode in Akhirah? You accusing me, you saying your nasty things, but remember Allah is watchful. You've been defeated, you've been humiliated. You know, sometimes a person is speaking a lie, he's caught out, he's exposed, but he still wants to persist on his lie just because he's prominent or famous or he's got, no. He blatantly denies the truth. Everybody can see it and realize it. He's uncomfortable in his chair. He's exposed. The spotlight is on him. The camera's intercepted it. He's recorded. He's inconsistent. But still he chooses to lie. إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Verse 37, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam says, surely the oppressor, the evildoers, the tyrants, the sinners will never be successful. Now look at Fir'aun's new, latest plan to try and divert the people. So we spoke about few now. He claimed this, he said this here. He was just creating his own conclusions. So now verse 38, وَقَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَلَأُ مَا عَلِمْتُ لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرِ. And Pharaoh said, O ministers, honestly, the truth be told, for all I care, I cannot imagine or believe that there is any God worthy of worship for all of you besides me. I mean, you would agree, I'm the absolute power. مَا عَلِمْتُ لَكُمْ. I am unaware of any God, any deity, any power, any ism besides myself. And then after a period of time, progressively, he went on to say, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. I am the most supreme being. In this verse, verse 38 of chapter 28, he says that مَا عَلِمْتُ لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرِ. Now look at his style. You know, this is arrogance. This is pride. This is haughtiness, where you want to show your muscle. Okay, Haman, just come here. Just come here. Do me a favor, Haman. I need to talk to you. So Haman was his minister. Hey, you know what? This Moses here is blurting things. Wal-iyadhu billah. Wal-iyadhu billah. And he's claiming that he has a God and a Lord and an Almighty and a sovereign being. فَأُقِدْ لِيَا هَمَانُ عَلَى الطِّينِ. Just kindle some flames for me, fire for me on clay. Meaning make some solid bricks for me. Bake a brick. And historians say the first person to build a solid structure was Pharaoh. فَأُقِدْ لِيَا هَمَانُ عَلَى الطِّينِ. So, O Pharaoh, O Haman, who was his minister, build for me a palace, a tall building, a tower. And it must be a solid structure. فَأُنْقِدْ لِي يَا هَمَانُ عَلَى الطِّينِ فَاجْعَلْ لِي صَرْحًا. So make for me a tower. Make for me a high-rise building. Make for me a high-rise building. Remember the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one of the signs of Qiyamah and traveling the world, you will see it. That يَتَطَاوَلُونَ فِي الْبُنْيَانِ يَتَطَاوَلُونَ فِي الْبُنْيَانِ. Where people will start competing with one another in high-rise buildings. Sometimes you just stand and you look out from your hotel window and on you look into the center of the city, it's just these tall, high-rise buildings. Well, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had alerted us that يَتَطَاوَلُونَ فِي الْبُنْيَانِ. You know what? Competing with one another in these high-rise buildings. فَجْعَلِّي صَرْحًا. So build these tower for me. لَعَلِّي أَطَّلِعُ إِلَىٰ إِلَٰهِ مُوسَى. Look at the audacity and look at the clemency of Allah. Look at the grace and the respite of Allah. Perhaps, maybe I can peek and peep at the Lord of Musa. So build something. Let's go up. Let's climb. Let's ascend. Let's see what's there. He's saying the sovereign divine authority power. Let's see what's all this about. لَعَلِّي أَطَّلِعُ إِلَىٰ إِلَٰهِ مُوسَى. Perhaps, maybe, who knows? I can peek, I can ascend, I can summit, and then I can peep at the Lord of Musa. وَإِنِّي لَأَظُنُّهُ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ. For all I care, he's a liar. For all I care, he is a liar. So that's verse 38. Now, did Pharaoh build, construct this tower or not? There's no authentic narration in this regard. Verse 38 says, where he issued the decree to Haman, who was the chief minister, to action the plan of the construction. And this was, again, just to try and remain anchored. You could see, his power was crumbling, his might was falling, his empire was collapsing, the grip was going, but he was just holding on to it. And how many times you see today also, you know what, a leader is losing, his elections, but then you'll hear that the elections are rigged, and then there's mismanagement, and then there is cheating taking place in the counts of the ballots and the votes, etc. But till the last, he still tries to hold on to that power. Till the last, he still clutches onto it. And for Pharaoh, it was game over. For Pharaoh, it was game over. But no, he was not going to surrender. Qurtubi says, and likewise I read in the footnotes of Jalalain, that then Haman had employed 50,000 masons, 50,000 skilled workers. Ruwiya annahu, it is mentioned that he then arranged for 50,000 masons and skilled workers, and they started developing and building floor by floor, stage by stage, phase by phase, according to whatever the resources of that time was, according to the narration of Qurtubi. Though I've mentioned that it's not in an authentic narration, but Qurtubi has recorded it, so I'm sharing it, and likewise in the footnotes of Jalalain as well. And so after he completed the construction of this high-rise tall building in which he employed the skill of 50,000 masons, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam, and with the side of one of his wings, he merely nudged that building and it crumbled to the floor, causing the death of every individual.